Ryan Draghi. I'm the patient.
Where are you living now, Ryan?
I am currently in Dobbs Ferry. We just moved there about a month ago.
And Doc, let me hear from you.
Sure. Dr. Joshua Raff, and I'm a medical oncologist here at White Plains Hospital.
Let's begin with Ryan, you telling your story. You had just moved to a new job in a new city, right, where you didn't know a lot of people, you had no support system, no family, and then you got the diagnosis. Pick it up from there, please.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I had moved here within 2 years of from leaving Chicago. Did not have a lot of friends out here outside of coworkers and some people that I'd kind of met very briefly. And at the time, my girlfriend and I had been together almost to the day, a year, when I found out about my diagnosis. So it was a bit of a shock, yes.
So not only are you going through something that is life-threatening, but you're doing it pretty much by yourself.
Pretty close. So, you know, no kind of long-term friends or family around locally at that point, so it can be a bit difficult, especially the initial diagnosis, just relaying that back to the folks in the Midwest where I'm from was difficult all in itself, you know, mostly done via, you know, phone or video conference. Probably one of the most difficult pieces mentally of the whole procedure was just getting through that initial realization and transmission of that to others. I did have my girlfriend there for support, although, you know, it was still relatively a new relationship. She probably bared the brunt of a lot of that, whether she really intended to or wanted to or was interested to at that point. But she stuck with me throughout it, and that's been a bonding experience, obviously, as well.
Right, and that tells you something, too. Now, on your end, Dr. Raff, you really came through for Ryan.
Well, it's definitely a team approach, and same for Ryan, for sure. He came to us with a diagnosis. We had a team built around him with Dr. Ben Morano and Dr. Kimberly Yee and Dr. Randy Stevens. You really need a team of doctors to look at everything from all perspectives and talk things through. And I think that's not only the best way and the best quality, but I think patients and their families, they get that, and they realize that the level of care they're getting with the team is going to be the best level of care. The treatment plan isn't just chemotherapy or radiation or surgery. It's those components plus the thought process that goes into it before and during, and the commitment and the nursing care. My gosh, the great nurses here, the sports staff, the hospital. So the treatment plan is really a sum of so many parts, which includes, you know, the chemo and the radiation and the surgery, but it's so much more than that.
Ryan, tell me about your symptoms and what happened.
I had some symptoms, you know, bowel-related. Let's spare you some of the details of that. But, you know, and talked with my general practitioner at the time, who was relatively a new face to me as well, you know, being new to the area. We were kind of watching it. He suggested to get over to Dr. Morano, and that's when we did a colonoscopy, which was a surprisingly simple procedure, which I know is scary for a lot of people. And since my experience, I've had a lot of friends and family that have gone through that since and are thankful for kind of what we've done here. But that was actually Martin Luther King weekend I was diagnosed. So did my colonoscopy on Thursday and came back Monday to find out that it was actually cancer. From that, I mean, immediately within days, I was in here meeting with Dr. Raff, Dr. Yee, Dr. Stevens. And as Dr. Raff mentioned, it really is a teamed approach. You know, I would see him as kind of the team lead or coach, if you would. And everybody really just, throughout the whole hospital, it was such a wonderful grouped experience. You know, there were calls between the doctors and physicians and nursing staff and practitioners at every meeting, or, you know, if a question came up, it was answered right then and there via communication. So I can't complain at all on how it was handled. You know, you're in a bit of a shock state of mind initially going through all this and maybe through most of it. And it's that kind of support and help and trust that eases the process, if nothing else.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but I had a cancer diagnosis. Thank goodness it was also a good outcome, and I'm fine and all of that. But I'm shocked even now, and that was 3 years ago. I am shocked even now. And do you know how unusual it is, Ryan, for you to have such a great experience, which I'm happy to say I did also. I mean, it can be a very lonely, awful time.
Yeah, it's definitely a daunting task. I'm sure even with loads and loads of support.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, I was in a pretty small team outside of the hospital support-wise. But, you know, I would come in, I would do my treatments, I would talk to all the doctors here. And again, I can't say enough about the nursing staff and all the support folks. But, you know, I was greeted by name every time I came in. Mm. Hey, how are you doing? Yep. You're looking good. You're looking bad.
You're looking bad.
You know, and it really did create kind of a family or a community feel throughout the process. And I think that's important. You know, it's a kind of a fearful moment in your life when you're going through that. And especially when you're doing the chemo and radiation and you're in every day, kind of each day moving forward, it gets a little bit more and more trying, and having the warmth and expertise here at White Plains Hospital, I can't relate it to any others that I've been to. Thankfully, I haven't been through this process anywhere else, but I would recommend this highly if anybody else had my prognosis.
You have a few things you'd also like people to know, I understand, and one of them is to check out your family history. And it turns out that was it an uncle who also had the same
yes.
kind of problem?
Yeah. So obviously, and somewhat immediately, Dr. Raft had asked about family history due to my age with this diagnosis. And I had an uncle who's since passed, who had various medical conditions and issues throughout his life, mostly respiratory related. But after doing a bit of research, found out he did have a stent or a scare with colon cancer. So there was a tie there, and we did do the genetic testing based on that, which came back positive for Lynch disease.
Now, that's a good thing, though, to know that you have, because you can do something about it. You can have regular colonoscopies, and you can keep an eye on it, and also notify other family members that they should keep an eye on it as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, there's counseling staff here that can walk you through all that. You know, again, kind of a difficult conversation to have with family members, and especially children. Mm. But there's people there to help you walk through that with, you know, so that's a good thing. And generally speaking, you know, is it kind of a bummer to be diagnosed with Lynch syndrome? Yeah, perhaps. But, you know, as we, myself and Dr. F, talk extensively, it's you know, knowledge is power, and now we know, and we'll look a little bit harder and look a little bit closer because we know that condition exists.
Dr. Raff, asking you this, did Ryan's being a CrossFit athlete, do you think that improved his odds of recovery?
So Ryan took care of himself, was in good shape, and I think that certainly helped him through the whole process, all mm-hmm. the different stages of treatment. We agreed to come up with a regimen that we thought would fit better with his lifestyle of being an athlete, a CrossFit athlete. And that worked out well, and I'm glad we did that. When we do our best to accommodate without sacrificing anything, but to really listen to what's going on in patients' lives and their bodies, and to dovetail treatment with what's going on in their lives to make it as good a fit as possible.
And how is your CrossFit experience now, Ryan? Are you back to it?
I am back to it. I'm going pretty regularly. It's usually, you know, shoot for about 5 times a week.
Wow.
I'm not quite the athlete I was prior yet, but I'm working hard to get there. And, you know, luckily I wasn't at a super high level ahead of time, so it should be achievable to get back to where I was. I think there's a lot of preconceived notions about CrossFit and the people that do it and go. And I will say that it is a very community-based environment, and not everybody is an extreme athlete that participates, but it's a great means of exercise and overall fitness. You know, it's like-minded people.
Pat, can I mention something about genetics that I want to
please,
mention?
Please.
We always do a detailed family history on new patients, and certainly, of course, anyone with cancer, anyone who has cancer at younger age than we would expect. But I think that one thing that really all patients need to do, and doctors, is update their family history really anytime they go into the doctor's office. So again, it's typical that we ask about family when we first meet, but we need to be getting that information at every meeting because our family history changes, because there could be new diagnoses, and there are new cancer diagnoses throughout our relationship with our doctors in our family. So we need to update them on that, just like we would update them on medication changes or operations. And the reason is because we have better testing now to look for genes that can be passed through the family that can increase our risk for cancer. And we have more options to manage those results. So relaying your updated family history and taking an updated family history, you know, on the doctor's side, it's really critical in just about every doctor's appointment.
What are the rates of recurrence for colorectal cancer?
You know, it really depends on the stage, meaning the extent and involvement of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the rates range from, you know, it's either going to recur or it's not going to recur. You know, so it's either 0 or 100%. And I'm not trying to sound glib, but you know, certainly if we can detect it earlier, and the earlier the stage, the lower the recurrence rates, and the more able a patient is to participate fully with the treatment plan, the lower the recurrence rates.
Yep.
So we want to find it earlier, and we want to support that person so they get the best of the treatments all the way through the whole treatment plan. And those factors will help reduce the risk of recurrence and increase the cure rate.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm doing a cancer story with you guys, and I have a smile on my face.
Okay.
What a great story to hear. And let's wrap this up with a few comments from both of you. What you would like our listeners to know, or what would you would like to say and to emphasize about your journey?
I guess I can start there. Obviously, a journey is probably the right word to use there, you know, and it had its ups and downs, and right now it's got a happy ending, and hopefully we'll stay there, so I think that's great. I can't thank anyone here at the hospital enough for everything they did for me and putting up with me and others that go through this. You know, it can be, again, a very trying time. I guess my only kind of last shout out would be, you know, now that I'm on the backside of at least my primary treatment, you know, we'll keep on watching things here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling more and more motivated to kind of give back and working with my local CrossFit gym, Westchester Fit, on putting together a fundraiser to give back and help out here at the hospital. And we'll be putting that on June 23rd this summer and reaching out to other gyms to participate and make this as big as we can get. But it's going to go specifically to help create a patient navigator role for the colorectal cancer group here at White Plains Hospital. And hopefully, you know, having gone through this and realizing kind of what people go through and what the team here goes through, anything we can do to make that a better, more simple process, I think is a good thing.
Okay, and you have to keep in touch with me about that as it gets closer so we can do some publicity about it.
Absolutely.
And doctor, did you want to add anything?
Ryan didn't know it at the time, but when he came to us, you know, this cancer program really provides comprehensive care at a very, very high level. We think the highest level. We have active clinical research. We have a multidisciplinary digestive cancer tumor board, a digestive cancer program. We really value, you know, the highest quality care, and we're working so hard to provide that here. And we believe, and we know that White Plains Hospital is on the cutting edge of cancer care, looking at new treatments and providing the best for our patients, not just in the service that we aspire and try to provide, but in the quality and cutting edge type of cancer treatments. And we think it's the best of both worlds. And we really think that it's a community process, treating people and being treated. And you know, we're all patients ourselves. You know, we all go to the doctors and hospitals ourselves, and we know the importance of having a team that's nearby and committed. I think it makes a difference. And not only do you not sacrifice anything, but we think there's so much more to gain. And again, I want to thank Ryan and Amber for trusting us in our care. We really, really, it's our privilege and honor to take care of him and all of our patients. So thank you.